We are back from recess. The order of business is we are conducting a public hearing to hear a proposed fireworks stand amendment to the Taney County Development Guidance Code.
Yes, that's correct.
And we are going to ask Mr. Atchley if he would to discuss this issue, and then I will ask if there are any members of the public that have comments. Does that sound all right?
Okay, that'll be
great. Move forward then, please.
At the direction of the County Commission, the staff scheduled an advertised public hearing with the Planning Commission. It was held on May 23rd, and during that hearing, the Planning Commission made a unanimous decision. There was a unanimous vote where they made a decision basically proposing this language. It's basically just proposing this addition to the definition of special event, which would essentially exclude fireworks stands. Right now, per the code book, a fireworks stand would be looked upon as a special event, and basically it would require a Division I permit. But the Planning Commission was unanimous. They felt that the fireworks stands essentially should be excluded. What they found is, one of the things that I had found is all fireworks stands basically in the state of Missouri are required to obtain a state permit or a state license through the Missouri State Fire Marshal's Office. And also in western and central or those areas that fall under the western and central fire protection districts, they're also required to obtain a permit through the fire districts as well. And the Planning Commission basically was unanimous. They didn't feel that there was a need to also require a Division I permit. And so during that hearing, there was really no public comment. It was advertised as a public hearing, but they received no comments one way or the other. So.
And they were unanimous on their decision.
And they were unanimous in their vote and their decision.
And basically, this is just the adding of this excluding fireworks stand.
Exactly. Okay. It would just be adding strictly the highlighted language.
Right. Okay.
They did want to make sure. They did put in the language so long as the fireworks stands conform to state guidelines. They just wanted to ensure that they weren't in any way saying, you know, that we were excluding them from obtaining a state permit or a state license.
Basically, what we're saying is that they get the two permits necessary, the state and the fire, based off where they are.
Exactly.
We're not saying that this omits them from having to do that.
Exactly.
They just don't have to come to the county.
Right. We don't need to be involved, which I agree.
Permit.
But what we're doing is putting into writing what has been done for the past few years, right?
That's correct.
That's
as well.
Just cleaning up.
Since 2007, the department hasn't actually required a permit, and so basically, we wanted to ensure that what the code book actually states complies with what the policy has been.
Do we have in place in your department what the state regulations are and what the regulations or requirements are from Western and Central Fire Protection District? Because I have had a couple of calls regarding this, but
I don't for the two fire districts. They basically indicated to me, though, that they essentially followed the state requirements. And we can ensure that this is posted. We could also probably, at the commission's discretion, we could also post a link to this on the website as well.
What I'm interested in is if a member of the public calls me, I can defer them to your office, and you have, in fact, in place something in writing that they could grab or get a hold of.
Definitely.
Okay.
Motion to adopt the revised.
Before you move forward, I'd like to ask if there's any member of the public here for this public hearing today that would like to discuss this issue either for or against the proposed amendment to the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Let the record reflect that there were no members present that had any comments. Was that a no?
Well, that's what we were here for. We thought that you were going to try to get rid of the when the fire department comes and inspects our building. We thought you were trying to get rid of that, but you're getting rid of something that doesn't pertain to us already. So, I mean, we have to meet the state and local guidelines, and we wanted to make sure that those were still going to be in place. And they obviously are, because this is something.
Let me ask this. Would you like to state something for the record? If not, I mean, if you would, we'd like you to come up to a microphone. That's okay. I understood what you said. Let the record show that there are no public comments regarding the proposed amendment to the guidance code. Commissioner Estrafis?
Motion to approve the proposed addendum to the development code, page 12 of 107, as presented.
Second motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the amendment to the Taney County Development Guidance Code found on page 12 of 107 of the guidance code as recommended by planning and zoning.
Yes, please. You can amend that.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
We don't have Nikki.
Do you want to move that to the end of the day?
Nikki, if you're listening, we are ready for agenda requests review. The only other thing I see that we have is executive sessions. Oh, there she is. I tell you, if you got here from upstairs since I just said that, that's phenomenal speed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Regarding number one, are we going to do anything different with these indemnification and release agreements, or
we really haven't had a discussion with our attorney yet. He said he doesn't like them, but then when we told him why we use them, we never followed up that conversation. So I'd like to have that discussed with them just in the next time we have with the attorneys.
Do you want to set that for next Monday?
Well, whenever the attorneys are going to be here next.
Pat is very, very busy during this next month, so it's going to be hard to get her. We can probably get Frank to come down. As far as both of them, it's going to be difficult. She has some other trials scheduled.
If, in fact, they're going to be here, let's make this one of the agendized items for discussion. Oh, I guess it'll be an exec.
Mm-hmm. Could we have some specifics, individuals and subdivisions that we're dealing with?
Your point is?
It needs to be an exec.
Okay.
I guess we'll just wait till the next time they're both here, because we need both sides of the opinions. So just, you can take it off of here as long as you just put it on the next time we're meeting to have that discussion. That's my thoughts.
What about number two? This has your name, Jim.
This one is, I'm continuing to get, I know Danny is too, and you probably are too, Ron. We're continuing to get calls about the nuisance ordinance or lack of a nuisance ordinance. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that the reason we let our nuisance ordinance lapse was because there was actually no authority or ability for us to enforce it outside our help with the prosecuting attorney. In a conversation I had with Jim Berry last week, he's still getting calls. And so what I would like to do is, if it's possible, have a roundtable discussion between the commission, prosecuting attorney, the sheriff, and the health department, and see if there's a solution that, I know some counties just go right to the prosecuting attorney. Prosecuting attorney writes a letter, and we go from that, they go from that perspective of trying to clean up some properties or nuisances. But I think the problem is we don't have any resolution, and the residents, new residents don't know it. The old residents are frustrated with it. I'm frustrated with the ability for us not to be able to help the residents when they have a situation.
I think that it's odd that other classifications of counties have the law in place with teeth, but first-class counties do not. I'm wondering if we could have Nikki draft a letter to or a phone call to Mary Ellen Brennan with BAC to send a letter out to all first-class counties to ask under what statutes they feel they have or do not have authority for a nuisance ordinance. Was that? We're constantly getting requests from from first-class counties.
Could we also expand that letter to also send it to the health departments of the first class? Because I was told originally the health departments had some statutes that the counties do not have that they could help enforce some health issues, and they had some leeway in there. I would like to see what everybody else is doing in writing. And I agree with you, Ron, is that we need something in writing before we can have that first meeting.
Well, let's do that before we have the meeting with
these guys,
the sheriff, the prosecutor. Yeah.
It's my understanding that cities and other incorporated areas have the ability to do something, and they've left first-class counties out of the statute. So that's just the way that I understand it. I'm not positive that's the way it is, but that's the way that we've been directed, and so it makes it rather difficult. I do know that there was no teeth in the ordinance that we did have.
Right. So a lot of hours of work and with no, I mean, we only had one case that ever went to court.
Two,
I think.
And we had hundreds.
Oh, hundreds.
I think there's probably a state association for health centers would probably, my thinking
state, is, at the state level?
If we send it to them, they would send it out to first class county, or health departments in first class counties. And I know that Mary Ellen at the back office will take care of the counties for us if we do that.
That's fine. I just know our residents are frustrated, and I want to help them. Right now, it feels like we're handcuffed.
Next order we've got on agenda request items for discussion is signage regarding veterans' billboard sign. Dan, that's you.
That's me, and we had no contact last week. I have talked to Jonas with the
partnership?
With the partnership, but I talked to him about some tourism tax money maybe going towards that effort. We had no one from the state that was we were able to get in touch with about this issue. So I would like to...
Can you explain what this is?
Well, what it is Taney County and the Branson area is basically recognized for their honoring of the vets of all of the armed forces. I would like to have, and I've seen in other states that I've traveled through, as you enter a county or a parish, that they have a billboard sign with a welcome billboard, and it shows all the departments that are in the armed services on those billboards, and I just think that the money that would be well spent, whether it came from the county or the dual action of the city, to have it on both entrance and exit of 65 Highway.
Okay.
I have a message into an individual at MoDOT. He was out of town last week. He should be calling me back. I'll try again this afternoon if I haven't heard from him. He oversees the Taney County area.
So we want to hold off on this until we have
it put on the agenda. We get the right contacts, but I want to keep it on the agenda.
Once I receive a response, I'll let you guys know.
We each received an email from Jim Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
It was an animal control request regarding some improvements that need to be made according to the state to the facility.
Correct.
Question is whether or not the county would be involved in that expense. I'd like to agendize that and let's discuss that.
Fine.
Is that all right?
When I spoke with him this morning, he requested to come and speak with you gentlemen.
Will Thursday work?
I'll call him and see if we can get that done.
So, okay.
Yeah, guys. Thursday's fine.
Guys, what else besides what she has here for
us? And just follow up to some emails Nikki may have sent to all three of us. The village of Saddlebrook, do we need to do anything with that? I think that was your question. They sent us a master plan. Are we supposed to file?
Who does that go to? Does it get filed with the commission office? Is that something that gets filed with the clerk's office?
And my response was to ask the clerk.
Okay.
Is it something that we would utilize? Is it something that we asked for? And the previous BOE was my answer back.
Okay.
That, or does it go just to go to the DA recorder and let him file it that way? But I don't know why it was sent. But you may want to contact them if it was a response to something we had requested.
Tell me again. It is a copy of their subdivision regulations?
Master plan.
It's their master plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost think it's something that's supposed to be
recorded.
Okay, I was unsure. I just told the gentleman, why don't you go ahead and send it to me,
okay. And
we'll find out where it needs to go.
Well, let's talk with Mr. Dixon.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
The other thing he had sent to us, I'm looking right here.
I think Thursday I sent you guys, several things.
Yes, you did. One of the things that was sent, we received a response from Frank regarding the SREP, Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, and so I didn't know if that was something we wanted to talk about that or just drop the issue. I think we received an email also from Jonas, too.
Correct.
Yeah, I noticed that Frank had been told that there had been a 501c3 that had been formed, that it was not actually the chamber. I sent a response to Frank that said, if I'm not mistaken, it was the chamber that formed the 501c3, and he looked into that because that's who formed it, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I sent that to Frank.
So we're on hold on
yesterday.
That? Okay. That's right. Okay.
You're waiting for Frank to respond, then you're
my original question was, can we be a member of an organization that, in fact, is supporting candidates? Frank's answer was, they're not supporting candidates in Taney County, they're supporting candidates in another county.
Right. The school board, I think, is what he's specifically.
I don't know that we can expend county funds to an organization that supports candidates, whether they're in this county or whether they're in another county. And if, I that's my question, legally can we do that? Now, Frank says, yes, we can. That was my objection originally.
Right.
Was my conversation with Jonas. He, I guess I was the one that had him send the email because I had visited.
This is an organization, quite frankly, that we've been drawing upon, that this county has been drawing upon their expertise, their personnel for a long time. Now we have a regional partnership that is also drawing upon their expertise, and I understand that. I understand the work. My question was just, legally, can we do that? If we cannot, maybe it's something that the partnership can, in fact.
Well, and I asked Jonas specifically. The partnership is not a member, and they rely on our membership to gain access. They've not budgeted in the 2012 budget to pay for that membership. So they could
legally. We have found that we can
fund them.
Fund our partnership.
Right.
And they can legally do that, then that's something that.
In that conversation, he said he'd be fine with joining.
Additional.
Yeah, and that's what he's saying. He's fine to join, but he just didn't budget it, and they were basically assuming that we would maintain our membership. That's why he's operating with them. So.
Do you have a copy of Frank's?
Yeah.
Opinion there. I don't have it in front. I didn't.
But I guess we really can't debate it. But the question is, what do we want to do? Do we want to have a discussion about this?
Do you?
I do. I would like to. I think we should be a member for Jonas's, for that organization.
Can we put it on the agenda for Thursday? Let's have the discussion.
Yeah. It'd just be 15 minutes, but I think we need to have that discussion.
Okay.
Just to have closure to it.
So we've got the animal shelter, we've got the SRAP. Was there another organization, too, that we put that one? For some reason.
We took care of that.
Okay.
Yeah. One last item was F-160. That was on my plate for a while. I finally have got a bid.
We have that today?
Oh, is it on there? That's right, it is on there. Okay, never mind. Good. Perfect. I'm going through all your old emails here.
Okay.
And I don't see anything else that we haven't addressed.
Question with HPRP. Wasn't there an issue that was unsettled regarding moving forward with additional costs, or did we do that?
We did that.
We already did that.
There is a new email, though, that was forthcoming from HPRP that I...
More money.
It's on top of.
Yeah, there's more money coming up again. And so that's... Alan takes care of that.
Okay. So that request is going to be forthcoming through him.
If we qualify.
If
we
qualify. Gotcha.
Yeah.
One other issue I was looking at is I know that Slough Hollow Road is going to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that would be important that we try to get the news media to do a story on the fact that that road's going to be closed. What length of time will it be closed as they... They're going to elevate part of that road, right?
Right.
You may pull that email up. Do you remember?
But we don't have any time frame.
I didn't think we did
email.
Either.
What it is, they've already started work, but they don't have a time. They haven't got the road closed right now that I understand. But there's no time frame on how quick they're going to get it done.
But there is a time when they're going to close it. Was that not an email that was...
Yeah, let me look real quick.
Sent from Road and Bridge, yes.
Pardon?
It was sent from Road and Bridge.
It was actually sent from, what's her name?
Deborah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent it. One second, I'll find it. I just saw it.
Well, what I'd like to do, I mean, we can either put it on the agenda and talk about it, which is one way for it to get the news, or we could do a quick blurb to the press, because they'll do a story on that. There's a lot of people cut through there.
They may have sent it to the press.
I'm looking. I just filed it. Now
kind of on a side note, next week, do you want to remind the public our meeting date?
Is being moved?
We're not having our Monday meeting on Tuesday. We decided as a commission to have it on Thursday.
This is when?
Next week. We're closed on Monday for Memorial Day.
And we passed on Tuesday because of some meetings we had.
Yes. So you stated you're
just going to have one meeting.
Our meeting, one meeting that week, and it will be on Thursday.
So you're asking if we will, in fact, remind the public that next week we will not be having a county commission meeting on the 28th. We will not have that meeting the following day, as we have traditionally, on the 29th, because we've scheduled other meetings, but we will, in fact, have the regular weekly meeting on Thursday, the 31st. Will you also send that note to the media to make sure that...
Yes.
It was a press release for the Slough Hollow Road.
It was?
It was a press release.
Okay. All right. Anything else, guys, on...
We had a member of the Transportation Board stop by our office this morning, and he would really like you gentlemen to be at the next transportation meeting, which is at 3:00 next Tuesday, if you can swing it with your schedules.
Isn't that when they announce the prioritization? I think that's what it is. I think Travis mentioned that to us. He asked us just if we can be a part of that.
It is on your calendars currently, so.
It's at 3:00, right?
Correct.
3:00.
Here in this room.
On Monday?
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was some conflict of dates.
I'm looking. There was a conflict.
I don't. That's not on my calendar.
It was sent to all three of you.
No, I'm looking at it.
Okay, I'll resend it.
Can you see that on yours?
If Nikki said it's there, it's there.
Yeah, excuse me, it's not here.
I do have it right there. But I still refer back to my first statement.
Point for Jim.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, would you put that on my calendar?
What's that? That's Tuesday, what day?
29th.
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 I just know there's a conflict, but I'll find it. I can't see it.
And yet. I know there is because I...
Well, otherwise, we would have had our meeting. And I don't remember why, but that's right. Gentlemen, all we have left now is executive for the next little bit for personnel. So I'm going to move that we go into executive session pursuant to 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsection 3, which is personnel discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
And Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. We will stand in executive session. Until, and it looks like we'll be going into executive session for other reasons at noon, and we will not be back till public open meeting at 2 o'clock.
We'll start open.